Well, hello there, Hillary.
Hey, Jenny, how are you?
I'm good. I'm super excited because we have a exciting episode today.
We have special guests.
VIP guests.
Yeah. Yes. Well, we're recording on Sunday, April 29th. If you're listening, it is on or after May 1st. This is season 6, episode 16.
Great. And you're listening to Kissing Lips and Breaking Hearts with the Garden Tarts, our U2ish podcast. And I would say this is pretty heavy U2, yeah, without being actual U2. There we go. It is truly U2 and ish.
It's not about bugs or wine or kids or anything like that.
No, none at all.
It's more on the U2 side.
So we are coming up on, what day is this episode airing?
The first.
The 1st of May, famously. May is famously known as Bono's birthday month. The world knows this. Right. And there are some pretty special YouTube fans that do something every year. We've worked with the African Well Fund. Is this the third or fourth year, maybe?
I think this is the third year.
Okay. Well, we have some amazing guests from the African Well Fund here with us today, and they're going to talk to us about a special project that, Irma, you are not part of the African Well Fund. No. But you've been doing, we're going to get more into it, but you've been working on a project that supports them for years at your school. Okay. Well, first we're going to meet Allie. You are on the board of the African Well Fund, yes?
Yes. So okay. I've been on the board since 2010, I believe. So I'm not a founding member, but I've been on the board, 14 years. Doesn't seem like it. So as, you know, longtime YouTube fans who are aware of AWF, it was started by some YouTube fans who were inspired by the MTV Diary when Bono went to Africa, and I think, you know, through watching that documentary on MTV, that group of fans realized that it really took a small amount of money, like $1,000, to build a well that can, you know, impact and literally change the lives of thousands of people. And so from just doing like a fundraiser, oh, let's just raise $1,000, that should be easy enough. It then grew over the years to now, you know, this is an actual nonprofit org, you know, still volunteer run. We're all volunteers, you know, since 2002. Here we are 22 years later. And as you know, every year we do our biggest fundraiser for Bono's birthday every year. And this is where fans like Irma, you know, and as a teacher and with her students, and she'll talk more about that. You know, she's been wonderful with helping, you know, raise funds for us and kind of kick off our BBW, as we call it, fundraiser every year. And I think this is the third year that Irma has done this for us. So we're very grateful, of course. And I'll let Irma share a little bit more about how her organization and her students have been able to help AWF.
So I should just real quick, BBW is Bono's birthday well, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Just in case people listening don't know. We all know.
BBW.
Yes. Okay, Irma.
Yes.
Welcome. This is your second time on the pod.
Yeah, this time I didn't think I was going to be, I thought it was just the first round and that was it, but I didn't think I was coming back.
You're official friend of the pod now. There we go.
All right.
Welcome back.
Thanks, and nice to be here. I guess I should start. I actually do a water walk. This is my 7th year doing it. I actually am an advisor. Besides an advisor, I'm a teacher. I teach a lot of activism and global citizenship in my classes. So I kind of run this humanitarian club, but it's run with students, just like almost like the African Well Fund. I'm kind of like Allie. I'm a board member. All the active kids in there have special projects that we do. And we do 3 big projects, and this is our last one and one of the biggest projects we've had up to date. what we do is we it's called a water walk. We simulate what young girls have to do to get water. And their journey is I can't even believe that even in our modern age, girls have to do this. So what we do is we simulate what girls have to do. We kind of do an obstacle course around our campus at school. It's all student driven. And what we do is we do laps carrying a bucket of water or a gallon of water, anything. And we have statistics around the campus. And we fundraise, and that's what we do. In the last 3 years, I've been helping the African Well Fund. Years before that was kind of COVID hit. The organization that we used to build wells kind of rebranded, went down because, COVID, you know, how things happened when that pandemic hit. But I forgot that, oh my God, I always donate to the African Well Fund. Why not do a big event? And so the last 3 years has been pretty big for us. And I think there's a reason why, but I'll explain that later. But we just did one this past Wednesday on April 24th. And Allie, we invited Allie because Allie's local here with me, and she got to see the obstacle course and what we were able to do. And I'll have her kind of review it, but it's been amazing. And we raised lots of money, which we were very astounded and surprised that we were able to do with a bunch of high school kids.
Yeah, I was going to ask, this is high school age club. Yeah.
Right.
Right. And this was the most you've ever raised. Yeah.
Yes. In any event, by the way, not even our lemonade stand, because we've also opened up a hospital in Kenya or helped open up a hospital. And we usually do a famous lemonade stand. We make thousands of dollars. And I got to visit that hospital right before COVID hit in 2019. So this time we were able to, we do lots of crazy stuff because they have a crazy teacher like me doing stuff with them. There's a lot more, but the water walk was definitely one of the biggest ones we've done.
That's amazing. So amazing.
And
I was going to say the way we raised money is by t-shirts or just donations. We're a Title I school, so a lot of our kids can donate. But they get to at least help out and help fundraise. So I tell them it's not what you donate, it's what you contribute and help us out. And we're all volunteers as well. So, and it was pretty spectacular, I think, for what we've done, especially for that type of school that that my kids are attending. But just shows that big hearts can make some changes for sure.
Yeah. So how much did you raise this year?
$3,485.
Oh, wow.
Precisely. Yeah, that's like $1,000 more than last year, right?
That's amazing. So,
almost $2,000, because I think last year we did $2,000. The year before, yes. I think we did $1,000. And so this one was the biggest one. And so I was miraculously surprised because, if you haven't heard, student morale, teacher morale has been pretty low, and I didn't think we were going to do that much. So every year I match the kids. So whatever the kids raise in my classroom, like I have a jar and they pass it around or a bucket, I match them. And so the kids in my classroom alone raise $540. So that's what I'm matching out of my own pocket to the kids. And it just grew from there.
Wow.
Yeah, but we have city council people coming in from our city of Lakewood. The mayor was there, the water replenishment district. I have a lot of connections with that town and they come out and support. So they do some donations. They come talk to the kids. The kids like that. I didn't think it was going to be a big event. It started out really small with just maybe 20 kids. And a few teachers, including me. And then now I think we got about 85 kids, not including the adults who attended this event.
That is so awesome.
So impressive.
So amazing.
So
Allie, tell us about the experience.
It was really great to see, young kids be excited, Like I noticed that, a lot of kids, when you try to get them involved in civic minded type things. They feel more like it's a chore, or, you know, that they're being dragged there by their parents. But the kids were genuinely excited, you know, to take part. And as Irma mentioned, you know, they have a course where you have to carry a bucket of water, kind of to simulate, you know, the circumstances that, you know, young girls in sub-Saharan Africa have to do every day to just carry, you know, water. And, you know, she had two of her students design the course, and they did such an amazing job. And as you went through the course, there were little statistics, you know, related to water. And it was just wonderful. And I think, you know, they were able to relate to the idea that it really doesn't take much to do it, to make a difference, like, you know, contributing a few dollars and the repercussions of that. It can really impact the lives of, you know, thousands of people 1,000 miles away. But I think that message resonated with them, and they really embodied that, you know, spirit that, like, we're doing our little part here in Lakewood, California, and it's going to have a tremendous impact on, you know, villagers in Kenya, which is where, you know, the project we're funding this year, it's actually going to be to build 10 water wells in 10 villages in Kenya. And with our fundraiser kicking off officially May 1st, so perfect date since this is when this will be airing, but Irma's fundraiser was just at the end of April, but we're really using this as our kickoff. And, you know, the fact that they've already broken their fundraising record is, like, we're all so excited, you know, to announce the official kickoff on May 1st and start already on such a high note. So again, thank you, Irma, and, you know, Lakewood High students.
That is so amazing. I was just looking at, I'm glad to know it's in Kenya. I was going to ask where this year's project is. For people who are unaware, so like you said, this was founded in 2002. You've raised over $1 million to fund 314 clean water and sanitation projects in 15 African countries.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. And it's phenomenal. All U2 fans, you know, it's all U2 fans. It was started by U2 fans. The majority of our donors, 95% of our donors, are all U2 fans. So, you know, we literally couldn't have accomplished all this without the U2 fan community.
And I'm hoping to convert some of my students to become U2 fans.
Just an added benefit, right?
I do have a U2 poster in my classroom. Allie saw it. She goes, "Where is it?"
So, do your students know the inspiration for the African Well Fund?
No. But let me add to that. I think why they were so inspired and more extremely motivated, because their African Well Fund is very grassroots, and the fact that they get to see pictures. Because sometimes we donate money and we never get a report or a response back. And a lot of our kids, you know, their parents work hard. They're working 3 or 4 jobs, you know, try to support, you know, living standards, and especially in Southern California. And so kids like to see what, you know, where their money go. And so last year, the African Well Fund sent me images, and I passed them out to my campus, you know, like, hey, this is what we've done. The kids were so excited. They were amazed, like, what they were able to do across, you know, a world that they probably will never see, but they heard of. And so that was just amazing that they do that for us. And so when they heard, Allie, I forgot to mention that when you said that at the water walk, the kids were excited because we kind of helped build a hospital in Kenya. So now we feel that this project is a little bit close to us. Yeah.
Yeah, it worked out great. I mean, I think we literally found out like a day before your water walk that this project was going to be in Kenya. So it's very fitting in a way.
Yeah. And usually what I have my students do is kind of research of statistics on the countries of the water wells that we're building or help to build. But this time we kind of like did everything. And even here in the U.S. where, you know, people are still can't get access to water. And we're just finding out ourselves when we're doing our research. So it's a learning process.
It's really amazing. It just, there's nothing like getting kids engaged mm-hmm. in the world that allows them to know that they're actually making an impact.
Right. They know who Bono yeah. is because their government teacher, he shows the presidential address, you know, in January or February. So he makes yeah. the kids watch it. And last year when he was at speaking or he was, you know, introduced, my kids were freaking out. They're like, oh my God, we know him, you know.
We know him.
They know him because they see his picture in my classroom. We call him Uncle Bono.
It's appropriate. Don't we all?
Don't we all?
He's a favorite.
I know. Little does he know that, you know, when I'm an English teacher, so we recite poetry. Sometimes I put the one song in there because, you know, it's fitting to our One World Club because they don't even know that my club's named after a U2 song.
One day they'll be like, oh. Or maybe they'll never know.
Their parents probably will once they make the connection. So
right. Oh, that's hilarious. I love it. I mean, there's a whole stack of YouTube fans that are teachers who it just filters into everything.
Yeah, who would have thought? But it's at least we're doing some good stuff, you know, helping others for his birthday. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, right?
Irma, it's great that, you know, she's not only inspiring her students inside the classroom, but outside the classroom. And that's a gift because, you know, not every teacher is that way. So they're really lucky to have Irma. And, you know, I could see, you know, how much they wanted to support her, you know, water walk and how much, you know, she cares about them and they about her, you know. Miss Magaña, it was great. I loved seeing you, watching you interact with your students. And yeah, so yeah. It's very inspiring for me personally too, not just as an AWF member, but to see a teacher who actually cares and inspires her students, you know, outside the classroom as well.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
So if our listeners would like to donate to the African Well Fund, tell us what to do.
So you can, our website is africanwellfund.org. We also have a page on Facebook. So you can look for us there too, AWF or African Well Fund. And yeah, if you want to donate, if you go to africanwellfund.org, you'll see the link to donate. We accept donations through PayPal. And then as we kick off the birthday well this year, starting May 1st, you know, you should see more posts from us on, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter or now X and Facebook, as I mentioned.
And can you talk about the birthday card?
So with every year, you know, we do create a birthday card. We're lucky that one of our board members, which I believe you've talked to before, Lara.
I think yes. We talked to her last year. Yeah,
she's a super talented artist. So, you know, we're lucky to have her on the board. And so every year she designs a birthday card. She's very creative and she, you know, always thinks up a theme that we feel fits, you know, whatever happening that year, whether in YouTube world or in the world at large. And we try to, you know, deliver that birthday card to Bono every year just to let him know how much was raised for his birthday and what project was funded. And so this is an opportunity too for fans who donate to include a little message and we incorporate it into the birthday card. So when we deliver it to him, he gets to see and read. We assume he reads them. We hope he reads them. You know, messages from all the fans who have donated and helped make his birthday project a reality. So when fans donate, they'll see there's also a link on our website to leave their birthday messages. And then when Lara puts together the card. She'll take those messages and print them and, you know, incorporate them into whatever artwork she comes up with, you know, any given year. So, yeah, so it's another way, you know, for Bono and the U2 organization to know that, you know, AWF is doing this or we're spearheading this, but it's really the fans. And that's why we want to make sure we include our donors, you know, thoughts and voice. And when we give them that birthday card, really as a thank you for him inspiring us, you know, to just give back and make a difference in our own way.
And card, I mean, I don't want to devalue this work of art by calling it a card. It is, right. It is a birthday book worth of an art gallery. I really encourage listeners, go to their, I think Instagram is where I see them most easily, and just scroll through and see the art that she is, these books of words from us. They're absolutely gorgeous. The time and talent that goes into those is nothing short of amazing.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I agree 100% because I see it. I was like, wow. And it's handcrafted. It's not digital. That's the amazing part. It is that, so I was speaking to Allie about this, like, how would you like to have 86 student names added to the book?
Yeah.
With crazy messages. They're going to say,
my teacher loves you. Come to the walk next year. Right?
Is this extra credit? They're probably going to ask me.
But it would be cool even just like put your school name and your the name of the club and all their names.
I don't think I've ever done it before.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, every year if you donate, I think, yeah, the only requirement is that you make a donation. So if you make a donation towards BBW, you get to sign the card. So you definitely get to sign it this year.
Right. I just, even the years past,
make sure you do it. Yeah, on your and your students' behalf.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I'll have them write the message, you know. So
even when the card's out, you can show them the picture and say this was delivered to Beck, Uncle B. But then they'll know the connection.
Oh my gosh.
Well, this is so great. Is there anything else? Irma, any hopes and dreams for your project next year?
Sadly, I'm losing a lot of my kids to graduating this year, but I do have upcoming underclassmen or taking under the wing. But I know Allie and I, after the walk, we were talking about it. Like, I wonder if we could do it on a Saturday so we can have a lot more people show up, because anybody's welcome. It's after school. So, I was amazed that I haven't asked Allie the years before we've done it. And then the one year she does attend, we go all out. So, you know, we're going to do this until I'm there teaching and the kids are willing. But I don't know if we're going to raise that big of amount. But I guess I should never say never, because I didn't even think. You just never know. But it's nice to have the community there, you know, the students and it all, if you think about it, it all kind of got inspired by one man that I, you know, that I admire, and I call him a hero, especially when it comes to activism. And little does he know that, you know, it's trickling to thousands of school kids that have gone through my class. And so, and or other teachers too, is probably doing the same thing. That I have to like stop for a moment and kind of enjoy the moment of this. So that's for sure.
Yeah.
It was a cool event.
Very cool. Very cool. I'm proud of you.
Be very proud of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I you know, it does take a village. You know, I was there with the kids, so I'm glad that they were able to put it together with me. And we had a mission and we got it.
Allie, anything that you would like to add?
No, again, want to reiterate our thanks to Irma and her students, you know, this is the third year they've done this for us. You know, as Irma mentioned, they fundraise for other organizations. So we feel very honored that, you know, they've chosen to do this for us 3 years in a row. And then that this year has been, you know, the most successful yet. So, you know, again, huge, huge thanks to her and her students. I'm so glad I was able to participate and see firsthand, you know, what you all do to, you know, help us fund these projects. So, yeah, next year, you know, I'll be there. Even if you're not fundraising for AWF anymore, like anytime, you know, you need support, you and your students, I'm more than happy to do that. But, you know, it's donors like Irma that, again, make it so that we're able to fund these projects every year. It's grassroots, you know, huge this year to raise 20K. And, you know, thanks to Irma, we already have 3,000 of that before we've even officially launched. So, you know, what you can't ask for more than that. Yeah. And we're very excited to kick things off May 1st. And we have another generous, you know, anonymous donor who has already agreed to also help match the first 100 donations of $64 and above, because, you know, it's Bono's 64th birthday. So, yeah, we're so lucky. We have very, very generous donors, and, you know, it goes to show how generous the YouTube fan community is. And the fact that, you know, we started 22 years ago, I know when I first joined AWF, you know, for a while it felt like, oh, are we going to be able to do this again next year? And, you know, next year, like, are we, you know, are YouTube fans tired of donating, you know? But, you know, here we are, and we have no plans to stop, thanks to everyone, you know, still keeping us going.
I remember that first year, and I remember sending in my note for the card. Like, it's been a ride watching you all, and it's an honor and a pleasure to participate every year. I was going to suggest, like, you know, people who every year they up it a dollar every year. They're like, how much should I give? Well, how old is Bono this year?
Yeah.
Every year, you know, with Bono's birthday. So we try to encourage, if you can give, you know, $64. But obviously any amount is welcome and goes, you know, contributes to helping fund these projects.
Awesome. And it's an amazing project. People need water, accessible, clean water, you know, and I'm glad that African Well Fund is able to provide that. So, of course, you know, there's going to be people willing to do it. I know I am, for sure. Right. It's a great organization. People donate. They need to. It's sacrifice dinner for tonight or something like that. That what I like to call is sacrifice that coffee cup or pizza after school, kids. They can do it for one night, and it goes to a great cause.
Yeah, it's literally saving people's lives.
Yes. It is.
Literally. Yeah.
Yep. Water is life, literally.
Yeah. It is.
And sanitation along with it. It's, yeah.
Absolutely.
This is so great. Hillary, do you have anything else you want to ask or add?
I don't think so.
No, this was perfect.
Yes. Thank you both so much.
Yeah. Thank you both.
Taking the time to be in this app.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Can't wait to see how May goes.
Thanks to the African Well Fund for, you know, letting us participate.
Yeah.
Of course. Thank you all for participating.
Yeah, anything we can do to help, we are at your beck and call. So, always happy to help promote the project.
And if anybody wants to do the walk with us next year, it's always around the end of April. So, you know, look out. I mean, if they want to see us on One World LHS on our Instagram account, that's where we publicize a lot of stuff. But definitely come do the walk. We welcome everybody.
Yeah, for sure. And Irma, next year when you start, send us links and we can share stuff. Yeah,
definitely. And anybody's welcome, and they can come out. But I'm going to see if I can do it on a Saturday. Let's,
you know, the water walk, like it was actually fun. So what's, you know, what's better than that? You're having fun and you're making a difference while doing it.
And well, the other thing too is kids were struggling with a bucket of water. Am I right, Allie?
Yes. And I was impressed by the ones who kept going, even right. though they were struggling, you know, which was kind of the point to show that this was not something easy. But right. I like that they didn't give up. You know, they kept going.
Yeah. How long is the obstacle course?
It's 4 laps around the kind of like the quad area of our school. And like I said, there's obstacle courts. You have to go through hoops, go under hurdles, spin around with a bucket of water, go up the 4-floor building. I mean, these kids really designed it that way and learning about statistics of water. Then that's how it is. And it's just carrying buckets of water. And then after what we do with the water is we go around the trees in our neighborhood and water them up. Or that's where we dispose the water. So we're also doing some green stuff, too.
Good. Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay.
I love it. Thank you again.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate you giving us a little bit of your Sunday afternoon.
Thank you.
We'll talk again soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Teachers.
Bye.
Support teachers. Well, that was, I love talking about this project.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. We've been so lucky the last few years that they've come to us and organized different people from different aspects to come chat on the pod. So what an honor to be a part of it.
I'm very honored. And they really have their shit together. I mean,
yep.
It's just amazing what they accomplish every year.
Yeah. So if you go back to last May 2023, you'll find the episode with the artist who does the card. I think the year before that, we talked to Diane Yoder, who's one of the founders. So it's been a lot of fun.
Yep.
Well, do we have anything else?
I don't think I do.
That's good. Go to AfricanWellFund.org. Follow them on the socials. Definitely flip through their Instagram. Lots of pictures of projects, the pictures of the cards. It's great.
It is. They're an amazing group.
For sure. Okay.
Okay, everyone. Tune in next week.
Yeah, we'll say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. We'll be back next week with more U2ish content.
In the meantime, keep chatting with us on social media at @the_gardentarts.
Sign up for our newsletter at thegardentarts.com and share with your YouTube friends.
You can support us on Patreon, buy me a coffee, and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Kissing Lips and Breaking Hearts, a U2ish podcast with The Garden Tarts, is created, produced, and edited by us, The Garden Tarts.
Intro and outro music by December.
See you next week.